I'd like to invite you to take some time to sit quietly or to lay down quietly and to get comfortable. And with this particular exercise, it's called the circular breath meditation. It's also called the protection breath meditation. It goes by several different names. And I first learned this through a wonderful energy healer named Miatek Virkus several decades ago. But then I also came across it when I was taking a workshop in Hawaii with a Hawaiian Huna healer who also described it the same way and taught it the same way. So I share this with you because I think it has lots of connections from around the world. And as with all guided meditations, take what you like, leave the rest, and adapt this any way that you can that works best for you. So in essence, first I'll describe to you what we're going to do, and then we'll go ahead and do it. We're going to do a breathing exercise and repeat it several times. And we're going to visualize that we have a circle of breath that goes in front of our body, over the top of our head, down our backsides, and then comes back around to the front of our body. And there, hence, is the circle. And then we kind of breathe out from our heart space out to either the mountains, the ocean, or if you want, just the center of the room that you're in. So this particular exercise involves several breaths, and we kind of divide it into two breaths per circle cycle. And what I mean by that is we'll begin by having you imagine and put your attention on your heart space, the center of your upper chest. We're going to inhale very, very slowly. And as we do that, we're going to visualize or imagine that we have either energy or light, or if you want, you can just imagine the breath that you're breathing. As you take air in, we're going to see this energy, this light rise up from our heart space up to in front of our face, up to over our head. And when we get done inhaling, then we're going to begin the exhalation, or is also known as the out breath. And we're going to exhale and feel that energy, that light, that breath cascade down the back of our spine very, very slowly as we exhale very slowly. And then it's going to pull at the base of our spine. And then we're going to inhale from the base of a spine up in front of our stomach area, up to our heart space. And then we're going to exhale one last time in this cycle and exhale. And what I was taught in Hawaii was out to the ocean. Out here in Colorado, we would say out to the mountains. We don't have an ocean out here. Or if you're just in a circle, as we often do when we do this exercise, out to the center of the circle. And we're going to invite you to pick one of those or something else that may work for you. Feel free to adapt this any way that you'd like. One additional thing that I was taught when I was doing this meditation, and we're going to include this here as well, is to imagine, well, first let me go back for a second, give a little bit of explanation here. There is no place in the body that anybody has pinpointed exactly where your soul is. There are some people who say the soul is in the heart area. If you were to talk to the people who knew Rene Descartes, he would tell you that the soul is in the pineal gland, which is in the center of your head. No one really knows where it is, and it may be that it's all around every cell of your body. But for this one particular exercise, we're going to imagine that the soul, your soul, is actually a point of light in your abdominal area, okay? And then also, no one's ever pinpointed where the ego is, although a lot of people kind of point toward the head because that's where they think the mind is, and the ego seems to have a strong connection with your thoughts. But we don't know for sure. So these two things, the ego and the soul, no one knows where they are exactly located specifically in the body. But for this particular exercise, we're going to ask you to imagine that each is represented symbolically by two points of light. And what we often tell people is that the ego is not the bad guy. The ego is actually what trips your fight or flight response. The ego is your bodyguard. So you need an ego. But the problem is it only needs to be the bodyguard, not the CEO. So we want to make sure that the light of the ego does not eclipse the light of the soul. And this often happens. We see this on a daily basis in the news. But right now, we want to bring things back into balance, because so much of what we're doing in this retreat is to bring ourselves back into balance. Balance with mind, body, and spirit. Balance with our own personal energy. And so in this case here, we want to balance the energy of the ego and the soul. So we're going to actually suggest and invite you to imagine that you see two points of equal luminosity in your Dantian area, in your abdominal area. And again, that's not where they are specifically, but for this particular exercise, that's where we're going to symbolically place them. And as we bring the second inhalation in this cycle from the base of the spine up to the heart space, we're just going to acknowledge two points of equal luminosity for this balance of ego and soul. Okay, so let's begin. I'd like to invite everyone now to focus on your heart space. And if you want, just take a nice, slow, deep breath. Comfortably slow and comfortably deep. And follow that with one more, even slower and even deeper breath. Just feel your body relax as you exhale. And try this again for another couple of breaths. Just nice and slow, comfortably deep. And now I'd like to invite you to place your awareness, place your attention on your heart space, the center of your upper chest. And although the heart is off to one side, the heart space is actually designated as the center of the upper chest. And I'd like you to imagine that there's a ball of light, or this wonderful light energy that is in the front of your heart space, outside your body. And we're going to take a nice slow deep breath, very, very slowly now, and raise this light, this energy, very slowly up from our heart space in front of our face to now over our head. And let's let it reside there for a moment before we exhale. Very slowly now exhale and feel this light, this energy, this breath cascade down the back of your spine like a waterfall, to where it pools at the base of your spine. Imagine yourself sitting or lying down in a pool of light. Now very slowly we're going to inhale, and we're going to feel this energy, this light, now complete the circle from the base of our spine up to our heart space. And as we bring this energy up, we're just going to acknowledge there are two points of light, equal luminosity. And then we're going to exhale. And exhale out to the mountains, out to the ocean. And now once again, we're going to very slowly inhale this light, this energy up to above our head. And then when you're ready, exhale very slowly. And feel this light, this energy, this breath cascade down the back of your spine like a waterfall. And it pulls the base of your spine, and then very slowly we're going to draw this energy, this light up in front of our body now, from the base of our spine up to our heart space. And again, as we do this, we're going to acknowledge those two points of light, those two points of equal luminosity, the ego and the soul. When those are in balance, we're doing good. Then we're going to exhale very slowly, exhale out to the ocean, the Atlantic, the Pacific, out the Gulf, out to the mountains, the Appalachians, the Rockies, wherever you'd like. Once again, we're going to inhale very slowly from our heart space with this light, this energy up above our heads. And then when you feel ready, very slowly exhale and feel this light, this energy cascade down the back side of your body. Using your mind's eye, just imagine what that feels like. And then as this pulls the base of your spine, we're going to draw this energy, this light, this breath up to the front of your body, to the heart space. And again, acknowledge 2 points of equiluminosity. And then when you're ready, very slowly exhale out to the mountains, out to the ocean, out to the cosmos. And once more, inhale. Exhale. Inhale up to your heart space. Exhale out to the mountains, out to the ocean, out to the cosmos. And one final time, very slowly, inhale from your heart space up to the top of your head. Very slowly. And when you're ready, exhale very slowly, very, very slowly. Feel this energy, this light cascade down the back of your spine to where it pools at the base of your spine. And when you're ready, very slowly inhale from the base of your spine back up to your heart space, completing this circle, this oval, actually. And again, we acknowledge 2 points of equiluminosity. And then very slowly we exhale out to the ocean, out to the mountains, out to the cosmos. And now we're going to return our breathing back to normal breathing. Feel the air come into your nose or mouth, down into your lungs, and allow your stomach to extend out ever so gently as you inhale, and then come back in as you exhale out through your mouth. With this now, I'd like you to imagine that surround your body, there is a layer of light or energy. So with your mind's eye, visualize that there is this aura or cocoon of light that surrounds your body. And maybe it's a couple of inches, maybe it's a little more than that. I'd like you to think right now to expand and extend this light out about 3 feet around your body. So from above your head, below your feet, in all directions, this light now extends out about 3 feet in every direction. Take a nice, slow, deep breath. And as you exhale, think to yourself to extend this aura of light now to 6 feet. And just feel this energy all around your body. And with the next several breaths, breathing at a pace that's most comfortable for you, just feel your energy that surrounds and permeates your body about 6 feet in all directions. And on your next breath, as you inhale, think to yourself now that this light increases in its intensity, becomes brighter. You know, I think as I do this exercise of the quote from Einstein, who said, "For the rest of my life, I just want to reflect on the concept of light." Well, mystics and sages have been saying for eons that we are light. We're sparks of divine light. And we're actually just using the physical body as a means to get around on planet Earth. And I think it's important to remember that we're not just a physical body, that we are light. Light being conscious thought too. Just think to yourself right now that you like to shine a little brighter. We often include a mantra in the retreat here that says, hold the light, be the light, share the light. So in your next breath, as you exhale, think to yourself that phrase, hold the light, be the light, share the light. Now take one final slow, deep breath. And as you exhale, bring all your awareness back into your breathing, back into your body. And to help us out, again, become more aware of your physical body, your hands, your feet, your shoulders, your face. And if you want, you can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. If you want, roll your shoulders and just bring yourself back into the awareness of your physical body for a moment here. And again, just give thanks to this sense of relaxation, this sense of renewal, this sense of being recharged. When we take time to do this type of breath work and this type of guided meditation, we get a chance to recharge our personal energy. And that's always a good thing. And now I'm going to invite you to open your eyes if you've closed them, and we'll just bring yourself back into the presence of the room that you're in. From here, I'll take one more slow, deep breath and just give thanks from our heart space for a wonderful day.